All right, joining us from Gas Buddy is the head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy, Patrick DeHaan. And boy, Patrick, on Monday, you know, you did mention in your weekly report about the tropical storms and a possible hurricane, and how it looked like it might have a minimal effect on gas prices, and then all of a sudden, Hurricane Laura made landfall earlier this week. As a Category 4 hurricane, and then next thing you know, that made gas prices jump up, didn't it?
Well, you know, looking at the timing of how this price hike happened, first of all, prices jumped up to about $2.25, but we were right at our due date, if you will, for a price cycle. It had been about 11 days since the last hike, up to about $2.15. Prices had worked their way all the way down to about $2, and as a result of prices having declined for about 12 straight days, we were at our point where we were going to see a price cycle. And indeed, Hurricane Laura caused wholesale prices to move up just a couple cents a gallon. But that was enough to cross that razor-thin red line and brought a price hike to Indiana to $2.25. But now that the storm has passed and now that the hike is on, I expect prices to slowly inch back down.
I'll get to that in just a second, but I wanted to ask you too, just for the average person who may not quite understand this, why is it, you know, whenever there is a hurricane, especially a serious hurricane like this one, does that drive gas prices up?
Well, storms are a little bit different. The big difference here, Hurricane Laura was pretty major, Category 4. It wasn't to be expected just a week ago that it would be this strong, but more importantly, Hurricane Laura shut down over 2 million barrels of refining capacity in the Gulf Coast, and that is a significant sum, very similar to Hurricane Harvey in that it shut down refineries in the area, not as many as during Hurricane Harvey, but very quickly, that drop in gasoline production can have an impact on prices.
And so now that the worst of Laura is over and it has been weakening, what do you mentioned gas prices will go down. What do you think the trajectory on that will be over the next few days?
Well, I think prices will start going down a few pennies per day, only at those stations that have gone up already, of course. The stations that remain under $2 probably won't go down anymore. In fact, they'll go up. But by and large, for those stations that are out there at about 225, I would expect most stations to be down the 220s, maybe the 210s by this weekend.
When you say stations are due for a price cycle, what does that mean?
Well, basically, there's some stations that are still under $2 that have not gone along with that price cycle yet, and they are dancing on the edge of not being profitable. And that is what will likely push them to raise their prices, too. I see a couple stations in Indianapolis at $1.84. Those stations will likely go up. So it's not that those stations will all go down. It's the expensive stations will go back down. The cheap stations will probably still have to follow and raise their price.
You know, you mentioned that too. There's also a couple of stations out in Linton that have been like around $1.72. I would imagine they would make a move upwards soon, but they've been sitting there in that same price range.
Yeah, that's impressive. $1.72, they are right on the cusp of, they're probably losing some money, but it really does take one station to go up before any of the others can go up. If one station raises their price and the competition doesn't, well, they're going to be losing sales, so then they go back down. It's a big cat and mouse game, but more importantly, if nobody raises their price in Linton, if somebody raises their price in Linton and nobody goes along with it, then those stations generally revert to that lower price. So enjoy it. Fill up there while you can.
And also, we're heading into a month in September where you and I have talked about this before, where September is typically a month where you start to see gas prices go lower anyway. Is that right?
That's right. Generally, after Labor Day, the summer driving season is over and demand starts to drop, and then we get a boost on September 16th, and that's because September 15th is the last day that the EPA requires this summer gasoline. And so what that means in Indiana is that Northwest Indiana, which has to utilize the nation's most stringent gasoline in the summer, will drop back to the Indiana standard. So for those of you who traverse to Northwest Indiana, there should be parity after mid-September. That's when the whole state moves back to cheaper winter gasoline.
And then, of course, with the hurricane happening, and now how does the coronavirus fit into all of this as well?
Boy, there's a lot going into the factors today, but coronavirus still limiting demand, and that's keeping prices much lower than they would have been otherwise, and that's why gas prices across India have been so cheap this year, and they'll likely to remain relatively low compared to last year because coronavirus is still reducing demand.
All right. He is Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy. Patrick, thank you so much. We appreciate your insights as always.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, John.